It's Guy Poncho with the weekly Pele Report, baby. Look at those roots, man. Look at those freaking roots. Ah, she's a beauty. You can't really get her magnificence from just a stupid little video, but whoa. With a little waterfall in the background, coming down to the river. The Pele Report for what? May 26th. The lunar eclipse was a couple hours ago. Aha! Yeah, baby. 5 degrees, 26 minutes of Sagittarius. That's the moon opposite the sun. In square to Jupiter over there. 1 degree something over there in Pisces. Close enough. I'm going to be talking about that. What else am I talking about? Well, Venus is in square to Neptune, conjunct Mercury. Those two are just like on top of each other these days, right? Mercury, I talked about going into his storm period, slowing down. It's going to be going retrograde, station retrograde on Saturday. Good friend Mercury joining Saturn, retrograde. Anyway, what else is happening, you might ask? Mars in trine to Neptune. I mean, it's not exact until next Monday, but you may be feeling it coming on. Also, of course, coming into an opposition with Pluto. You may be feeling that coming on a little bit too. Mars in Cancer, stirring up the past and the feelings and the emotions, and the moon, of course, on her own south node. Okay, it's an emotional time. Oh my God. Moon moves into Capricorn on Thursday, and then bops into Pluto, opposes Mars, goes into Aquarius on Sunday, hits Saturn, squares Uranus. Anyway, I don't know. The Sun actually conjuncts the north node of the Moon next Monday. Yeah? So, like I say, we're in the eclipse season here. This is a season, right? So we're going to have a solar eclipse in a couple of weeks. So hold on to your hats. This is all part of a bigger, deeper, life-changing process, right? Let me look at the camera. I don't know. I'll find someplace. Hopefully not too noisy for the sensitive ones. And talk at you. All right, everybody. I'm back to shouting at the camera. Oh, got the little waterfall over there. I got another little waterfall over there. Okay, well, yeah, it's just my phone, man. So what's going on? Well, there is a lot going on. I mean, mostly today I will be talking about the fact that the planet Jupiter, which is not only the ruler of Sagittarius, where our lunar eclipse just happened and the moon is right now, but is also the co-ruler of Pisces, the original ruler of Pisces before they discovered Neptune. And it is square to the moon's nodes, which is where the eclipses happen. It is square to the sun. It was exact a little while ago, last week, right? You remember? And so it has special, special significance. Yeah? Evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Green. Once again, planets square the moon's nodes. He calls them skip steps. I call them the missing piece to the puzzle. I call it a detour. So let's just look at this. Okay? I've been going on quite a bit about Sagittarius Gemini being the thought axis, Sag being the right brain, intuition, old books, higher mind, Gemini being left brain, lower mind, you know, ego kind of thinking, whatever. But let's not forget, this is a mutable cross. Kaboom. We cannot forget, whenever you're dealing, okay, with Gemini and Sagittarius, you're dealing with squares to Pisces and Virgo. And in this case, it's called a T-square. Sun, Moon, Jupiter. Happens to be on the Moon's nodes, even more intense. And it's kind of leaving a little bit of a void over there in Virgo. But that void actually is the completion of the diamond. Let's not call it a grand cross. Let's call it a diamond in our new age, you know, positive kind of outlook on things. Oh, man, baby. So, what this has to do with, the moon conjunct your own south node in Sagittarius. The moon has to do with our feelings, mom, our childhood, okay, our past. The south node of the moon brings in past life karma, past life relationships, past life, in this case, belief systems. What we believe in, who we have believed in, to give us a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose, a point to all of this madness. Why bother? Sagittarius is the philosopher, the wisdom keeper, the seeker of natural laws, on the quest for the meaning of life, the Holy Grail. So this is a time where, of course, with Mercury retrograde and with Saturn retrograde, where we are definitely, it's coming up from the past. Our conditioning, our patterns, our beliefs, what used to give us a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose. For me, it could be astrology, okay? I always got an identity and a sense of purpose, and, you know, I'm here to, you know, turn everybody on to astrology, and that gives my life meaning. That gives me a sense of identity, maybe a sense of importance or whatever. I mean, we've all got, okay, you know, these beliefs tied into what we think is valuable, what we think is important, what we think is, you know, the cat's meow, baby. And guess what? Life goes on. Check out the river, man. It moves. It flows. It changes. What was our purpose, what was maybe meaningful to us, job, relationships, belief systems, geographical locations, political parties, whatever. As we evolve, and hopefully we are evolving, they get old. Particularly now, with the Great Reset, with all the bullshit coming down the pike, we are not going back to normal. It's gone, gone, gone down the river. So we are all facing loss. Pisces, Jupiter, this is the end of the way it was, the way we were. That could be a Barbra Streisand song for today, but I have some better ones. It's history, baby. And we want to go through all the feelings, all the grief, all the sorrow. It's not coming back. What we used to do, who we used to be, where we used to go, who we've been with, whatever. This is all coming up now, and it's time. It's a mutable cross. Mutate, adapt, change, move towards that north node. Sun coming up to the north node next Monday before, you know, the next Pele report. And then the moon coming around through Aquarius, through Pisces. She will conjunct Jupiter and then conjunct Neptune. On her way around to a solar eclipse. So we have 2 weeks now, and this 2 weeks is pivotal. This 2 weeks is a time to review, to reflect, to go deep into not only who I was and what I believed and who I trusted and da 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 da, and all, you know, go through what is honest, what is truth. Sagittarius Gemini is the bullshit axis. Exaggeration, lies, deception, confusion, you know, purposeful or not, intentional or not. You know, people can lie unintentionally. Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're really messed up, which we all are. I mean, you know, I'm not on a soapbox here, man. I'm just as screwed up as everybody else. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh yeah, well, gosh, I really thought that that was right. you know, I mean, whoa. How do we know? How do we know? I'll tell you how we know. Jupiter knows. And Jupiter is in Pisces, the sign of unconditional love, forgiveness, compassion, unity, oneness of being, of heart. That's the song for this week. I know it's kind of sappy, kind of sentimental. I'm showing how old I am, okay? But it is, without love, where would I be now? I think, just without love. Anyway, it's Tom Jones, man. Now, there's a lot of people, like, I give these links in the notes, and I get comments, you know, people don't know where the notes are, okay? So you have to go down below the Pele report, and it says show more. And if you click on show more, you'll get all the notes of things I forgot to say in the Pele report. Oh, and then I have a newsletter, okay, that I write after that, of more things that I forgot in the Pele report and I forgot to put in the notes. I put them in the newsletter. You can sign up for that sucker. Get that in your inbox. But yeah, I have a couple of songs in there. Today I'm going to post a message from the lunar eclipse. It's a poem that I wrote. Check it out. You might like that. But what I really want to get to here is, and someone turned me on to this. I went back to my Facebook page and I could not find her name. I'm very sorry, but she turned me on to, I gotta say, it is one of the most powerful series of lectures by Rudolf Steiner, given in 1917 about the electronic doppelganger. He foresaw the electronic doppelganger, Ahriman, A-H-R-I-M-A-N. The old devil, yeah? Kind of like Satan. There's Lucifer and Satan. Well, there's Lucifer and Ahriman. Back, look at Zarathustra. Go back to the Zoroastro mysteries before the Bible, before the devils. Okay, this is ancient Sumeria. I mean, this goes way back. Ahriman goes way back. And he is the electronic internet materialistic, ice-cold, capitalistic billionaire. Super intelligent, super powerful, but absolutely amoral, absolutely about materialism. And here we have Gemini, the twins, Castor and Pollux. Here we are dealing with what? Spirit and matter. Yeah? One brother of the twins was celestial. The other was mortal. We've got this whole kind of thing. I was even looking at Cain and Abel. Yeah, Cain and Abel. Okay, as you know, again, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Okay, you know, Beauty and the Beast. We've got all this duality going on in many different ways, in many different levels. But what Steiner talks about, he goes far ahead. It's phenomenal. I will put the link to the book in the notes below. You can buy the book. And I want to suggest that you buy the book where? From the Anthroposophical Society, not from Amazon. I would like to boycott Amazon. I would like to, you know, really encourage people, and this is my main message for the day. It's about love. And love is a feeling. It's not a thought. It's not an abstraction. It's what makes us human. And I want to encourage us, and there is a big, this great reset and this whole World Economic Forum and all these billionaires, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get every single person on planet Earth vaccinated. Besides that, they want to get them on the internet. They want to get them on the internet. They want to get them on the phone so that they can track them, so that they can manage their money and close them off from the bank if they don't obey. This is a whole world-controlled scenario that is unfolding on us, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. Okay, this is definitely a plandemic. Yeah. The guy that worked on creating this frickin' thing in the laboratory came out and acknowledged it recently. Anyway, I don't want to get my YouTube channel censored, so I won't get too much into it. But I will say that the, you know, Uber Eats, you know, and, you know, Amazon, and let's not go shopping. It's convenient. It's convenient, folks. Let's do our online banking. Let's not get out of the couch. Okay, let's not get any exercise. Let's not talk to any, you know, breathing, blood-filled people. Okay, let's not have any relationships. You know, let's wear our masks and do our social distancing, you know, and not, you know, like basically kill the feeling life. Look at all the pictures of all the aliens, all the grays, great big heads. Little spindly frickin' bodies. Don't let it happen. Don't let it frickin' happen. Make connections. Make love. Make conversation. Touch. Share. Experiences. in real time. Real time. Do not get sucked into the electronic double. This is the call of our day. I'm on a freaking roll, man. Oh yeah. I mean, this is so, it's so amazing how Steiner goes into the whole cerebral spinal fluid. Okay, you know, and how, you know, our electronic, we are electronic, and it's just like, yeah, this is, I can't go into the whole thing, you know, on this little Pele report, but I really want to focus on this idea, and I get, you know, there's a lot of controversy out there. I don't really listen to any other astrologers, but I posted something, and people go, you know, a lot of the astrologers are talking this jargon and I'm talking that jargon or something. I don't know, but all I want to say, you know, really is that, you know, this comes down, okay, you know, so much. It's not a matter of that we are in spiritual la-la land, okay? You know, Jupiter and Pisces is, you know, about love. It's about imagination. It is about reaching, you know, to divine intelligence. And it's beautiful. And I don't want, you know, us to get this sense that if we focus on love, we're somehow avoiding the reality. Okay, and we got to get our heads out of the clouds in order to, you know, rebel against, you know, the bastards or whatever. No, let's not separate ourselves into two camps. Love is the medicine. Love is the answer. Yeah, to focus on consciousness and love is not avoiding or denying. I mean, it can be. If you go too far, you know, and you want to escape or numb out or just, you know, stay high or whatever, it can be. I'm not saying that, you know, the extremes are always messed up. But focusing on love and focusing on human connection and feeling in the heart space and expanding our magnetic field of the heart space, you know, this is, like I say, it's healing, it's medicine, it is the skip step. It's what we need to do right now and not get caught up too overly, you know, become you know, radical fundamentalists, fanatics. There's enough fanatics out there. Yeah. We don't need any more fanatics, man. Like, chill out. Get laid. I don't know. But, you know, that's just like, you know, make love, not war, right? You know, I mean, come on. We can go on and on and on, and I'm not saying ignore. Okay, you know, like I say, we can definitely take steps against, you know, the radical, you know, billionaires. There has been, since the beginning of COVID, the most uneven upward suction of money into the pockets of the very elite, okay, which is a very Saturn Aquarius energy, okay, as well as Pluto in Capricorn. Make no mistake about it, okay? There's a whole bunch of people in cahoots, and they are not 1%, they are 0.01% of the population, baby. So I'm not saying ignore it, but I'm saying there's so much you can do, and don't let it bring you down. That is my second song for today by Neil Young, my old buddy, my old favorite. got me playing the guitar to start with. I've got a song that I wanted to play today, but I got to get this sucker uploaded. Maybe I'll make it a separate thing. Anyway, don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Just find someone who's turning and you will come around. Come around. Ow! I tell you, I feel like Iron Man. I feel like my DNA has been upgraded. My freaking natural immune system, you know, has been strengthened, and I am like ready to freaking rock and roll. Oh man, I feel, you know, and I feel very blessed to have been cared for by my beautiful wife Laura, to be able to drink clean water and wash up and have access, you know, to vitamins and be able to exercise underneath the rays of the sun and get my vitamin D and blah, 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 blah. And my heart really goes out to all those people who are not as fortunate and are really getting wiped out. So, yeah. If I am to, the importance of a spiritual life cannot be stressed enough. If I am to live and die in peace, it will come by sharing my love. Really, when it all's said and done, when it's all gone, only love remains. We wanna focus our priorities, our values, our time, our energy, our attention on what is fertile, what is going to, you know, grow peace and harmony in our lives, in our psyche, in our consciousness. And a spiritual life. Oh man, I could talk for frickin' ever, but I don't want to go on for too long. But Steiner talks about just what is a spiritual life. And I want to say, it is really connected, and we are really connected. You know, I could do more videos on breath work, our breathing, our lungs, which are being attacked, and the oxygen in our blood, which is being attacked, okay? This is connected. Our breathing, you know, stimulates the cerebral spinal fluid. Our breathing is definitely intrinsically connected. When we do breath work, when we do meditation, when we do pranayama, okay, you know, we're not just, you know, whistling Dixie. You know, and when you do the breath of fire, you're not just hyperventilating and getting a buzz, okay? You know, you are energized. This is a spiritual life, and it opens portals. It opens our consciousness. It expands our freaking reality, our sense of self. We start to channel, we start to receive transmissions from the sun and the moon and the planets and the spiritual beings, the angel, the archai, the angeloi, the curiosities, the dynamis, the spirits of form, the spirits of time. There is a spiritual world. And you know what? We're visiting this planet, baby. We're visiting these physical bodies. And what we want to do is we want to be getting in touch with the spiritual, eternal, not the temporal, not the temporary. You work on your spiritual life to prepare for the afterlife. And he talks about in this lectures how we get together with groups of people, right? We get together with groups of people on this plane in these physical bodies. You know why? So that after we die, we can find them we can find them, those souls, so that we can carry on our evolutionary process outside the body. Yeah, baby. It all ties in together. It's a big picture. So when you isolate and you separate and you go into lockdown and you go onto your phone, guess what? You're screwing up your afterlife. After you die, you're going to be out there going, hey, where is everybody? Oh, God. Oh, hey. Looks like I blew it. Kind of missed my chance to make those connections. Make the freaking connection. Oh, God. That's the spiritual life, baby. Freaking love. Ow! One more time. The importance of a spiritual life cannot be stressed enough. If I am to live and die in peace, it will come by sharing my love. Yeah! I like this one. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.